from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news first headline. World Water Forum approve of Indonesia as the main destination of mice. Elon Musk amazed by mangrove forests in Indonesia. Iran declares 5 days of mourning after President Raisi's death. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesia's leadership in water issues in the world makes Indonesia the world's water epicenter. This was pointed out by the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Nusa Dua, Bali on Monday.
This is by far the biggest event this year for Indonesia tourism, in particular Bali. This is the size that makes Indonesia as a premier destination for mice, for meeting incentive conventions and exhibitions. But more importantly, it's not just the executions of the conference and the hospitality of the Indonesian people, in particular Balinese, but also Indonesia's leadership in the world water issue. And we have now establish Indonesia as the capital and the epicentrum of the world water.
Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno conveyed that Bali is chosen as the location for the World Water Forum because it has quality and memories for world leaders or for those who have read about Bali.
However, Bali, when you talk about such a huge global event like World Water Forum, continue to be the primary selections or reference by the stakeholders because of Bali's brand as a venue for tourism that is higher in quality and also increase in sustainability. It is because Bali's place that is so memorable to many other leaders of the world who have been to Bali or who have read about Bali.
Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno explained that according to President Joko Widodo, previously Indonesia in the future will continue to take a strategic role in world water management. This is because out of 72% of the Earth's surface covered by water, only 1% can be accessed and used as drinking water and sanitation needs. Elon Musk is amazed by mangrove forests in Indonesia. He also said if the people are not easily satisfied and have the right to anything, thus the world will have a bright future. This was conveyed by the CEO of SpaceX and Tesla Inc., Elon Musk, in his speech at the opening of the 10th World Water Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali on Monday.
I must say I'm quite delighted to be here this morning talking to you and to experience this wonderful event and everything that Indonesia has to offer. It's amazing being here in Bali and Indonesia. So, hopefully everyone saw the mangrove forests. Because those are very impressive. It's several hundred thousand acres of mangroves that I think have been replanted, if I recall correctly. So there are a lot of great things happening in Indonesia and the rest of the world. Overall, I would say I'm quite sort of optimistic for the future. I think we should never be complacent or entitled, but I do think that if we are not complacent and entitled, that the future will actually be great for the world. And I think we're headed to a bright future overall.
Besides attending the 10th World Water Forum, Elon Musk, along with Indonesian President Joko Widodo, launched Starlink in Denpasar, Bali. This cooperation is a form of equalizing internet access in all provinces in Indonesia, which will be integrated with health and education services. Therefore, the quality of both services can continue to improve. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati is targeting to keep the state budget deficit in the range of 2.45% to 2.82% of the gross domestic product or GDP in the 2025 budget year. The fiscal deficit is estimated to be in the range of 2.45 to 2.82%. This was informed by Minister Sri Mulyani during a plenary meeting of the House of Representatives regarding the government's delivery of the macroeconomic framework and principles of fiscal policy on Monday. The last national news comes from Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who stated the implementation of regional autonomy could help Indonesia strengthen education, build proper infrastructure, and promote innovation and cooperation in developing Islamic economy and finance. The optimal implementation of regional autonomy can provide with broad opportunities to actualize inclusive, equitable, and sustainable development. This was explained by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin in his speech in Tangerang, Banten on Monday. Now we move to the international news. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei announced on Monday 5 days of mourning for President Ebrahim Raisi, who died in a helicopter crash. As reported by ArabNews.com, Khamenei, in an official statement a day after the death of Raisi and other officials in the crash in East Azerbaijan province, stated he announced 5 days of public mourning and offered his condolences to the dear people of Iran. Khamenei has appointed First Vice President Mohammad Mokhber acting president and has a maximum period of 50 days to hold elections following the death of Raisi. The recent attack at a police station in Johor, Malaysia is a grim reminder that the threat of terrorism remains high, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong said on Tuesday. Two police officers died and another was injured during the pre-dawn attack at Ulu Tiram, a town on the outskirts of Johor Bahru. The 21-year-old suspect who died in the shootout was initially believed to be a member of the terrorist group Jamaah Islamiyah. Mr. Wong urged the public to remain vigilant against the terrorism threat and report any suspicious persons or activities to the authorities immediately. We end the news with Deputy Prime Minister Lee Min Hai that will attend Nikkei Forum 29 Future of Asia in Tokyo and pay a working visit to Japan from Wednesday to Saturday. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Vietnamese Ambassador to Japan Pham Quang Hieu said, through 28 times of organization, the Future of Asia Conference chaired by Japan's Nikkei Corporation has affirmed its role as an important and prestigious annual dialogue channel to share and solve common regional and global problems. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's commentary highlights: water is a vital need for all. Water is the most vital resource of life for all creatures on Earth. Without water, living things, humans, animals, and plants will not live and grow on the planet. Especially, the occurrence of world climate change caused by changes in human behavior has made the world temperature hotter and caused drought and extreme changes in seasons. At the 10th World Water Forum in Bali, Indonesia, it becomes a challenge for humans today as the threat of climate change has become clearer ahead. At the opening speech of the 10th World Water Forum on Monday, Indonesian President Joko Widodo explained Indonesia's effort to address and manage water with growth, construction of dams, irrigation channels, and solar power plants that use water facilities. In addition, in this high-level meeting, Indonesia raised 4 new initiatives, namely the establishment of World Lake Day, the establishment of a Center of Excellence in the Asia-Pacific region for water and climate resilience, sustainable water governance in small island states, and the mobilization of water projects to ensure political commitments become concrete actions. Meanwhile, President of the World Water Council, Loic Falcon, made Indonesia the World Water Capital and Bali as the World Water Center during the 10th World Water Forum. On this occasion, he also thanked Indonesia for preparing the forum that takes place on 19th up to 25th May 2024 well and full of hospitality. He said the World Water Forum's membership of 148 countries always carries the role of water messenger. Water for living beings is very important and essential, since almost 50% of the Earth's surface is water. Thus, without water, there will be no living things. Deforestation of forests or green areas and changing lifestyles are believed to have made the Earth climate change. Almost every year, the Earth's surface temperature rises. According to a BBC report, climate change is a long-term shift in the Earth's average temperature and weather conditions. In recent decades, the Earth's average temperature has been about 1.2 Celsius warmer than at the end of 19th century. The increase in the Earth temperature, which is thought to have started with the advent of the Industrial Revolution in the late 18th century, has forced all parties to be wiser in handling the environment for the future. The principles of recycling and utilization of unused goods, reforestation of forests and land to be more useful have led humans to think hard about how to maintain the human race and other living things to survive. Moreover, the icebergs in the North and South Poles are melting and the loss of perennial snow on some mountains in Europe, Asia, and the Americas. This has made humans ready to face the threat of a deficit in clean water reserves. In addition, the melting of icebergs at the poles also brings about a new problem. Although there has been no specific research, some observers have warned of the emergence of new diseases caused by the life of viruses or bacteria that are frozen from ancient times and contaminate the Earth's surface water. Well, listener, that's the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, we begin today in history on May 21st, 1991, when Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi was killed. Rajiv was the sixth Prime Minister of India. He became the youngest Prime Minister of India when he was 40 years old. Rajiv Gandhi was killed in Tamil Nadu bomb attack. The bomb attack occurred while Rajiv was campaigning for the general election in India. We move to the next event on National Reformation Day in Indonesia. In Indonesia, May 21st is celebrated as National Reformation Day. The day is a reminder of the tragedy of May 1998. May 21st was chosen as National Reformation Day because it coincided with President Suharto's resignation on May 21st, 1998. The Reformation movement happened because of the economic, political, legal, and social crisis at the time. The demonstration by students from various regions in Indonesia occurred because of public dissatisfaction with the Suharto government. We end today in history with International Tea Day. May 21st is celebrated as International Tea Day. The day was founded by the Intergovernmental Group on Tea, which consists of tea-producing countries, namely Sri Lanka, Nepal, Indonesia, Kenya, Malaysia, and Uganda. In 2019, the group decided to celebrate International Tea Day every May 21st. It was declared by the United Nations on December 21, 2019, and Tea Day was created because of people's love for this drink. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal. Ku coba menahani tempatku berlabuh, terdampar di karunia satu sisi dunia, hadir di muka bumi tak tersaji indah. Rasakan cinta musuh lalu tercipta mendekap diriku, hanya usung sahaja kurang bagi rana tatapan mulai usang kor yang ku mohon, ku ingin rasakan. Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on President Joko Widodo emphasizes the importance of collaboration for world prosperity. Indonesian President Joko Widodo reiterated that the role of water is very central to human life. He stated this when opening the World Water Forum high-level meetings session at the Bali International Convention Center, Badung Regency, Bali on Monday, May the 20th. President Joko Widodo said that the World Bank estimates that water shortages could slow economic growth by 6% until 2050. Water scarcity can also trigger war and be a source of disaster. According to the head of state, the excessive water or flooding or minimal water availability can both be a problem for the world. President Joko Widodo explained that Indonesia has strengthened water infrastructure in the last 10 years. Strengthening water infrastructure has resulted in 42 dams, 1.18 million hectares of irrigation networks, more than 2,000 flood controls and coastal protection, as well as rehabilitation of 4.3 million hectares of irrigation networks. In Indonesia, water is also used to build power plants. President Joko Widodo gave the example of the floating solar power plant in the Cirata Reservoir, which is the largest in Southeast Asia. The Indonesian head of state revealed that the 10th World War Forum was very strategic in revitalizing real action and joint commitment in realizing integrated water resources management. On this occasion, the president also emphasized the 3 points that Indonesia has consistently pushed for in managing world water resources.
Yang pertama, meningkatkan prinsip solidaritas.
First, increasing the principles of solidarity and inclusiveness to achieve common goals, especially for small island countries and those experiencing water scarcity. Second, empowering hydro diplomacy for concrete and innovative cooperation, avoiding competition in managing cross-border water resources. Third, strengthening political leadership as the key to the success of various collaborations towards sustainable water security. The president also revealed that at this World Water Forum, Indonesia raised 4 new initiatives, namely establishing World Lake Day, establishing a center of excellence in the Asia-Pacific, building sustainable water governance in small island countries, and promoting water projects. President Joko Widodo emphasized that water is not just a natural product, but a product of collaboration that unites the world, so joint efforts are needed to protect it. That was My Indonesia Today.
Sejak berjuang di sini, ku ingin maju lebih cepat. Matahari
juga datang. Oh yeah. Ku ingin merasakan, masihkah ada lagi? Akankah turun lagi basah angin dari air, air, air hujan? Basahi kemarauku, sejukkan Indonesia ku. Basahi kemarauku, sejukkan Indonesia ku. Basahi kemarauku.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, last May 18, state leaders arrived at the World Water Forum in Bali, Indonesia. They were Prime Minister of Tajikistan Kohir Rasulzoda, former President of Hungary Janos Adar, and Deputy Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea John Rosso. Their arrival was welcomed in a state manner by the honored troops of cordon troops of the Presidential Security Forces, who are the best military soldiers of the Indonesian Army. The three state guests were also welcomed by Sekar Jagat Dance by a group of Balinese dancers. Listeners, today's Indonesian Wonder introduces you to Sekar Jagat Dance, an opening or welcoming dance in Balinese society. The word Sekar means flower and Jagat means universe or world. This dance was created by MLN Swasti Wijaya Bandem in 1993 for the opening of Bali Traditional Clothes Exhibition in Jakarta. Sekar Jagat Dance is usually performed by women consisting of 4 to 7 dancers. The movements in this dance depict a peace in the universe and fragrance of flowers. No wonder, this dance has the main property in the form of flower ties held by each dancer. This welcoming dance also describes the joy of the dancers in welcoming the guests. This joy is expressed through the beauty of the movements and clothing worn by the dancers. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saat-saat yang indah seperti dulu, ku ingin kau tahu ku selalu mencintaimu. Buang keraguanmu, kau selalu di hatiku. Begitu banyak kisah yang kita
berjanji.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan. Di Pasar Terapung, Lok Baintan, which means at Lok Baintan Floating Market. You will listen to a conversation about bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a food hawker at Lok Baintan Floating Market. Let's listen to their conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20 ribu, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Bisa, which means can. Kurang, which means less. Atau, which means or. Bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? Buah kedondong, which means Spanish plum. Jajan, which means buying snack. Dodol durian, which means durian paste. Keren, which means cool. Pantun, which means rhyme. Berapa, which means how much. Harga, which means price. 20 ribu, which means 20,000. In this conversation, you will listen to an expression bisa kurang atau tidak, which means can you lower the price? In that, there is the phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower? And this expression is used when bargaining for price at a traditional market. The phrase bisa kurang, which means can it be lower, actually also means can you lower the price? In this conversation, Chris asked the seller to lower the price down. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions in bargaining a price. Boleh kurang, which means can you make it cheaper? Apakah ada diskon, which means is there any discount? For your information, pantun or rhyming poem is UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage since December 17, 2020. Pantun or rhyming poem nomination was requested jointly by Indonesia and Malaysia. For the people of Indonesia and Malaysia, pantun or rhyme plays an important role as a social communication instrument. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Pisang sale buah kedondong. Bang bule, jajan dodol dong.
Wah, keren pantunnya. Berapa harga dodol durian ini, Bu?
20.000, Mister.
Bisa kurang atau tidak?
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about bisa kurang. Bisa kurang, which means can you lower the price? We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Lukiskan
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Emak by Usman Bengkalis. The song Emak, which means mom, is a work of Muhammad Yusri. It's a song which is dedicated to his mother, whose love is infinite until death. The song lyrics invite everyone to respect our mother, so that we do not regret, because the blessing of God depends on the blessing of mother. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song entitled Emak by Usman Bengkalis. Enjoy!
Dengan kasih sayang, kasih sayang yang tak terhingga, kasih sayang sampaikan mati. Emak begitu berarti bagiku, tak ada duanya kasihmu. Ku berjanji padamu kan menjadi anak yang berbakti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.